This is gross.
Oh, this is gross.
Oh, that's so gross.
Oh my God, that's gross.
Like, this is totally gross.
No, this is Jordan Gross.
Oh, Jordan Gross.
Oh, bless his heart. Jordan's not gross.
This is gross.
This is gross, episode 6, with Jeff Piggy Hangartner. One of my best friends in the whole world and a guy that I could go on and talk with for hours, but luckily for you, we kept it under 20 minutes. Appreciate all of you taking some time out of your busy schedule to spend it with me. So this is Gross, episode 6, with Jeff Piggy Hangartner. Hey, get it together, because we're recording.
Oh, we are?
This is it.
Oh.
So, I do have to admit that you kind of got this assignment today by default. Does that surprise you at all?
No, not at all, because whatever I always do is most convenient for you, and since we're going on the boat here in a minute, I figured that I got chosen because I could come to your house, we could record this, and then we could go on the boat. And normally, you go to other people's houses, you go to their cool places.
Except for last week, because Star doesn't have a house. I had to meet him at the stadium.
Right. Well, that makes sense. But, I mean, you went to Beeson's house. You did Smitty at the country club.
Yep.
You were going to come to my house today.
I was, but we didn't have time because I had to pick my daughter from school. So here we are. We're in my house.
Good reason. Okay.
We're in what would you call this, a family room or a media room or a hybrid?
I'd call it the media room, I think. A family-friendly media room.
Well, it's got the projection screen.
It does. But there's also a Thomas the Tank tent.
Yeah, there's a
there
tent
too.
For the kids, and there's Wii remotes scattered about. And instead of, like, we don't go theater seating around here. We got two couches.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And you sit close and you cuddle.
I play lots of Mario Kart in this room.
Mario Kart, mm-hmm. Just Dance 4, I do a fair amount of.
I've never played that.
Well, if you want to sweat like crazy right before bed, play They Might Be Giants Istanbul on Just Dance 4.
I'm already sweating from chasing your kids around, so I'm going to pass on that. Thank
well,
you.
Well, your wife's pregnant.
She is.
Which is exciting.
Uh-huh, very exciting.
But you're without child right now.
I'm without child, but so when I come over here, I love wrestling with your kids and chasing them around. And
that's all about to change.
Yeah, that's what I hear. That's what I hear, yep.
It's pretty soon.
The novelty of playing with other people's kids wears off is what
I'm
told.
Come over here and be like, listen, kids, okay, I know I used to be one way, but now I got my own little pup. So just back off, because I'm tired.
I thought it was going to be the piglets.
You're piggy, so they're the piglets. Exactly. But that, you know, I'm excited for you. And then I will, in turn, say, right now we do what's most convenient for me because I have children.
Right.
But when you have a baby, you trump my 4-year-old and 7-year-old, so now we reverse back to whatever's most convenient for you is what we'll do.
Man, I'm looking forward to that.
Don't you think?
Yeah, I think so.
That's only fair.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So he said we're going in the boat later. That's why we met at my house, because it's closer to the lake.
That's right.
Take us through what a typical boat outing is like. We go on my boat, the Win Monday.
Right.
I named it after when we win, we get a Win Monday, which is like a great day.
So, again, a great day to go on the boat also.
Therefore, I thought it was a cool name for a boat, the Win Monday.
Yeah, I agree. Okay, so boating tonight. We have food already. We were going to eat on the boat, but we got a little delayed. We're just going to eat here at the house, I guess.
I think so.
We're going to go out. We'll play some of Teddy Surf Jams, mm-hmm. a wide variety of Miley Cyrus and
he likes the Beatles
Darius
now.
Rucker the and Beatles. The Beatles and just a random collection of family-friendly music. We'll cruise a little bit, probably fill up the boat, do a little surfing behind the boat, a little wake surfing.
What's wake surfing?
Well, wake surfing is when you fill up your boat with a lot of ballast or water on one side. You make the boat lean a bunch, so it makes a huge wave. You go about 11 miles an hour, and you can actually throw the rope back in the boat and just surf the wave behind the boat. It's really fun.
So who would you say is better at wake surfing, me or you?
I think you are now. I introduced you to wake surfing in 2009.
We went on a road trip right after the season to your place in Texas, mm-hmm. your home state.
Yep.
Which is also the only state that was once its own country.
Very true.
I learned on that trip. Mm-hmm. We stopped over in Shreveport, Louisiana, and then went the rest of the way to Texas. When we got there, it was like January.
It was.
But we got in the lake with the wetsuits on, and you taught me to surf.
I did. And then we fast forward 4 years later, and I would say you're a better wake surfer than me. You have a nicer boat than I do. And so now I just kind of tag along with you.
You just mooch on the Wind Monday.
I would like to say I taught you a few things about wake surfing, but I think you've surpassed me.
So exciting news so far in the Panther world this week has been the reemergence of Jordan Gross and Ryan Khalil back in live action drills at practice. Can you, you've been out there as the lone wolf with all the new guys up till this point during OTAs. Has it been nice having us back? Please, discuss.
Sure, yeah, it's been nice having you guys back. You kind of messed up though, because you said that you wanted to work your way back in, and then all of a sudden, like 2 days later, you're full go again.
Well, that's because Khalil, who's never come back from an injury, he's a rookie.
He should know. I heard you counseling him before.
Well,
we were going to go talk to
so Ryan Vermilion, our top notch athletic trainer, cleared us, and the doctors said these guys can resume normal activity.
Right,
but I said, Khalil, you can't just jump right into it, or the coaches will ever give you like a break-in period.
Right.
It's like, let me do the talking.
Yeah.
So we went up to John Matsko, our offensive line coach, and before I could even get a word out, Khalil jumps in, and he says, hey, coach, we want to work ourselves back into full go.
You can't say the word full go. Say work into full go. You can't say, I hope by training camp to be full go.
No.
As soon as they hear
full go,
you're back in there for every rep, every period.
So by
whatever
then,
it is.
By then, the cat's out of the bag, and I'm standing there, and now I'm lumped in with him, so now I'm full go.
Yeah. Well, once it's out, you can't bring it back in. I mean, once that bag's opened, it's done.
I'm full go. Jordan Full Go Gross is my name. Now, and it's all due to Ryan Khalil, and now he's saying, man, my ankle's my foot's a little sore.
Well, it's because there wasn't a break-in period.
Well, right,
you went from nothing to full go.
Now let's role play so people listening know what the proper way to do this would have been. So you play the part of John Matsko.
Okay.
And I'll play the part of Jordan Gross.
Hey, what's up, stud?
Hey, coach, you know, my ankle's been feeling good, and the clock says it's time for me to start working back in slowly and kind of knocking the dust off.
Oh, yeah, that sounds good, stud. So, like, how many reps and stuff
probably
you think
like,
you get?
You know, like, I'm thinking, like, one or two per team period.
Okay,
just to make sure I'm feeling good, and then we'll see how it goes from there. I just want to test it out.
That sounds good, stud. We'll see you out there.
All right, so that's the right way to do it.
Right, right. That's perfect, because you just said you let him know that you were able to resume doing some stuff. But you set the expectation that you were just going to slowly work back in.
So each day you could slowly add workload, and every day you're, like, impressing the coaches more and more.
Right, and you're starting to get some confidence back in your injury.
And you could still make your teammates jealous because you don't have to do as much as them.
Right,
okay,
because
so
you're
now,
standing over there looking.
Let's show people at home how you don't do it. I'll play the part of Ryan Khalil, and you play the part of John Matsko, the offensive line coach.
Hey, what's up, stud? How you doing?
Coach, I feel awesome. Never felt better.
Oh, good stuff. Hey, what are those trainers telling you about practice and stuff?
Oh, they said I'm full go.
Oh, all right, stud. We'll throw you in there today.
Sounds good, coach. Gross, what happened? Well, Ryan, you told them we were full go. It just came out. That's not what I meant. And so then.
And then here you are. You guys are actually complaining about it at lunch today.
I will say this, though. I feel better. My right ankle has had three surgeries.
Mm-hmm.
Well, two ankles and then one leg break just north of my ankle.
Right.
And so this last one, like, you get buildup in your joints from playing football. And there's like stalactites and stalagmites in there.
Also known as bone spurs.
Also known as bone spurs. I like to use more of a
spelunking
term.
I got you.
So they go in there and they shave all that off, make the joint smooth. So it feels better now than it's felt in a couple of years. But you've also had this surgery.
I've had the same surgery. I had stalagmites and stalactites, but I did not have the ankle break or the second surgery. But I had the first one. I know that I felt a lot better. It's like 3 months after the surgery, you feel way better than you did before.
3 months, I'm full go.
There you go.
Back in.
When I did mine, I went straight from jogging in a straight line. I doing all my rehab, I jogged in a straight line twice 1 week, thrown out there full go
full
practice
go. You
the
probably
next week.
Said full go, didn't you?
You know, I don't know. I don't remember.
In Buffalo.
It's been so long ago.
But funny story about the surgery, right? I had broken my leg a month earlier and was on full on crutches, couldn't walk. And you had surgeries before you were married or had had a girlfriend or anything. So you came back to Charlotte from Buffalo for surgery. And where did you stay?
Well, I came back to Charlotte not only because I had a great place to rehab, but Dr. Bob Anderson's here. He's our team foot and ankle guy. He's the best around. So I came to see him, and I needed a place to stay. So I called the Grosses, and I said, hey, I'm going to have some surgery. What do you guys think about me hanging out for a while?
Right.
So I came over here. I had surgery. I was here for about 3 nights. you were still on a scooter and on crutches, so you couldn't do anything.
Right.
So your poor wife was taking care of you, me.
And my daughter was a baby. Yeah, she was a, okay, when was that? That was in January, and she was born in April, so she wasn't even one.
Yeah. Yeah.
So she had three huge babies.
And then Teddy was little, so he wasn't as proficient as, at things as he is now. So he'd run upstairs with my menu for breakfast and stuff, and he'd go downstairs, tell your wife what I wanted. She'd come up with a tray. I mean, it was like first-class service.
It was.
Not a better place in the world to rehab from an injury.
We should both have surgery again.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
No.
But this time you break your leg, and I'll have...
Oh, I don't ever
maybe
want
maybe like a shoulder scope.
I could do another clean out. I don't want to have that leg break that you had. That was gnarly. You still
had
some
awesome.
Nasty bumps on your leg from
it
that.
It was awesome.
Oh.
Hey, what about our guy Amini?
Amini. I'll tell you what. I watched
Amini Silatoli, left guard, second
number
year.
Number 61 from Tonga.
Tonga. He gave me this tank top I'm wearing right now.
It says Kukui. And it's got a
he always wears tank tops.
And so
and I haven't worn any since
I hate
90s.
To break this to you, though, bud. Your arms and his arms, he's got
quite
some sweet
similar?
Tats.
Quite similar?
No, nothing alike. He's got some sweet tribal tats or islander tats, and he's got giant arms. And you?
What do I have?
Two rat tails hanging out of a matchbox?
I don't know. That's rude.
Well, I don't know, bud.
That's rude.
Okay, but back to Amini. So we had some free time. There was a random meeting that we didn't really know about, so we're sitting in the O-line room. And right now, you're not studying an opponent or anything, so we decided to watch some Amini Silatolu college highlight tape. And I had never seen it before. I don't know if any of the guys had.
Right. I hadn't either. I just said, let's do it.
I don't hesitate to say that it is the best highlight tape I've ever seen from a college offensive lineman. And granted, he played at
Division Midwestern II, State in Texas.
In Texas.
Division II.
But, I mean, he blocked every guy. And not only did he block him, he'd run him 10 yards downfield and literally just toss him. So if you ever get – if you're ever bored, watch Amini Silatolu college highlight. Yeah.
There was one play where I said it was wrestling, not football, because he was a run block to the left side behind him. He literally just grabbed the D end and threw him onto his back. And then when the poor little fella tried to get up, he ran and, like, jacked him two hands square to the face and knocked him down again.
If I would have been a D lineman and I was watching tape of that guy about to play against him, I would have been terrified.
Well,
I mean, he just crushed people. I've never seen anything like it. It was one of the most amazing things I've ever seen.
Unbelievable.
I told him I would have picked him first pick overall after watching that tape.
But, okay, so now we're – so that was the college highlights. So he kind of struggled a little bit last year.
When he first came in,
it's a big adjustment.
Yeah, and you go from he was a tackle in college. He played at Midwestern State. That's not exactly, Texas.
It's
not exactly Texas A&M.
It's
not
or
like
Utah.
The pinnacle of college football. So he had some learning to do. And he struggled a little bit early in the year. But as the end of the year came on, man, he was playing good. It was starting to look a little bit more like that college highlight tape. And this spring, man, he's made a huge jump, I feel. I mean, you played next to him for like three plays in the last couple days.
Well, no, I'm full go.
Well, but you still hadn't been in there the whole time. So, but he's making big steps this offseason. Man, I expect great things out of him.
No, he's awesome.
He's gotten unbelievable.
I told him that he's in charge of strength on the left side, and I'm in charge of guidance.
I would agree with that. You better hope that he doesn't get to where he doesn't need guidance anymore, though.
Well, I don't care because they still have to have someone play left tackle this season at least.
Well, that's true.
But he's in charge of all power. And you know what's going
to
be good?
And he's got enough for both of you.
Him going against Star is going to be big.
Yeah, it'll
Star
be
Star Lotulele, because I know how to say it. Because
he was on this program also. But Star is a big, strong young man also. But it'll be good for Star to go against a guy like Amini, because when he gets to the games, he's going to think that it's just a piece of cake.
No, that was a good draft pick.
Yeah,
now,
both of them.
You mean me and Amini? Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm saying Amini and Star.
Oh,
jury's still out on you.
I'm still learning. So before I told you before you guys had kids, I gave you one. Well, I give you advice all the time.
Well, you're
you say I'm a know-it-all, but I say I'm a loudmouth, which is different.
You want me
to tell you the difference? Because I know
what
the difference is.
You can say the difference, but I think you're a know-it-all. But go ahead.
Know-it-all doesn't know they're a know-it-all. That's
Greg
the
Olson.
Only thing they don't know.
Greg Olson.
No, I don't. He's borderline either loudmouth or know-it-all.
Y'all are both know-it-alls.
But a big mouth or a loudmouth can at least acknowledge the fact that they give strong opinions about things. So that's why I think I'm a know-it-all. Or, I mean, a loudmouth, not a know-it-all. What do you think?
I think you're a loudmouth know-it-all. I think you're all wrapped into one.
Anyway, so
I mean, you know everything.
I throw a lot of advice out there.
Yeah.
And some of it's good. You always say, if it's about toys or vacation spots, it's usually good advice.
Well, I would say that I've gotten some good, like, life, what parenting and things like that are going to be. I've gotten some really good advice from you, I feel like, but I've also gotten some terrible advice.
Well, like you learned from my parenting, like just a moment ago, I told my kids, okay, guys, we're going to film This Is Gross. Do not come upstairs. And you can play in the toy room or you can watch a show.
And Teddy got upset and you told him, or you can also sit here and whine and throw a fit. That's an option also. That's one of the exact quotes. Here you go. You can sit here and pout and cry. You just can't come upstairs.
Those are your three options.
Yeah,
toy room, show, or pout and cry. Okay, yeah. But you put that. You laughed at that.
I laughed. I thought it was funny because it was kind of, you know.
So anyways, before you guys had a kid, I said, the only thing I would tell you is travel as much as possible.
Yeah.
And you have fulfilled that advice to the fullest.
You know, I thought it was a great piece of advice because everybody says, like, oh, man, it's so hard to travel with kids, blah, blah, blah. So we decided, we got married last June, my wife Christine and I did. And we didn't go on a honeymoon, so we decided to go to Bora Bora.
Wait, who was in your wedding? Was any of your Panther teammates?
Yeah, you were in the wedding, I think.
Yeah, I was.
Like, yeah,
Khalil, he didn't make it because he said he was a mid-level friend.
He was a little hurt, I think. He said he was just a medium friend
I made the cut.
Well, I didn't invite that many people to my wedding. There were only 60 people there, so he's a pretty high-level friend to even get invited.
Because it was in Canada, Banff.
Banff, Canada. Beautiful place. Go there and check it out. Another place to travel. So we went to Bora Bora,
right.
January, rained the whole time. So we decided to leave because there's a cyclone coming in.
That's a good idea.
It's like a hurricane, but you're on this tiny little island. So we left, and we went to Cabo San Lucas to finish out the honeymoon.
Okay, that's two tropical destinations. Well, Cabo's not tropical, but two
I think it's pretty close
beachside
to tropical
destinations.
Yeah, it might be in the tropics. So anyway, so then we leave there, went back to Austin, hung out for a while. Then we went on the Panther fan cruise.
Is that a good time?
It is a good time.
I like it.
It is a good time. It's a lot of fun. Panthers fans. It's a good amount of interaction. But yeah, that was a fun trip. And then where did we go after that?
You went to, you went somewhere else.
I went to Buffalo to see my wife's family.
You went to Tennessee.
Last weekend I went to Tennessee to see my brother and his kids. It was a fun trip.
I thought there was one more in there.
We went to Texas for Memorial Day. Oh, we went to Asheville, North Carolina for the sponsor's golf trip. And
correct.
We spent a couple nights at the Grove Park Inn. Really nice.
Correct.
Really, really nice.
Well, so you're fulfilling it. And now, tonight, I'm going to show you how to keep your family. My dad used to take us in the boat all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And he'd say he loved it because he had a captive audience and you're forced to interact together.
Yeah, and that's true.
Right.
Because where are they going to go? The kids aren't going to jump off the boat and swim to shore.
They
so
will
they're
not.
Stuck.
So I'm going to keep them in the boat until they're about 25, so they like me still. So you just watch and learn.
Okay.
Since I'm not a know-it-all.
You are a know-it-all. You are a complete know-it-all.
But can I just say, crunch time, I had some mishaps with scheduling some guys this week and my microphones. I had a long story. I said, who can I count on to do whatever's convenient for me and
go.
Show up and perform? And I said, Ryan Khalil. And then when he wasn't available.
He bailed last.
I
he
said,
was supposed to be here tonight, too.
I said.
And he bailed.
Then let's go Jeff Hangartner.
You know what?
That is
such an honor. I really appreciate those kind words that I was your last hope to get this on the air.
I never asked Khalil.
I'm just kidding.
Let's go eat and hit the boat.
That sounds good. Famous corn salsa down there that I just made.
Peace.
That wasn't so gross.
No, that was pretty gross.
I've heard grosser. Is it grosser or more gross?
That was gross.